Thank you, everybody. In just a minute, Bill's not going to let him catch the Midnight Rhymer. It's our Listener Limerick Challenge game. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, there is a new gadget out there just in time for the gift-giving season. I'm sure you're looking around for presents. Well, for just $25, you can get this. It's just like a hot glue gun, but it's for what?
Skin to repair your, to do your own surgery. You do your own incision. And then you hot glue it.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. Certainly say, the way I've been doing
it. I believe that's what the Republican Congress is going to present as a replacement for Obamacare.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Part of the new health care. Give me a hint, and I'll get the right answer.
Well, remember, it's very hot, so when you're using it, be careful.
It's for cheese?
It is. It's a hot cheese gun.
A hot cheese gun?
And it's called the Fun Doodler. The Fun Doodler sounds like something that could be fun for the kids or someone who has to stay at least 100 yards away from them.
Wait, if I understand this correctly, this is a gun that will turn any piece of cheese into fondue?
Well, it's a gun that you can put any kind of cheese in, presumably, and then you squeeze it, and out the nozzle comes a very precise stream, if you will, of melted cheese.
It's I am now a staunch supporter of the Second Amendment.
You are, yeah.
I was about to say, you can put cheese, any kind of cheese, into any kind of gun, by the way.
Yeah, I don't think...
That's true.
That's a really good point, Paula.
I think the forefathers intended it that way, did they not?
They will take my gun when they pry it from my very sticky hands.
That's right.
So who uses it, and where do you get it?
Well, anybody who wants to have, like, a very precise stream of cheese to do food decorations.
It's like an easy cheese spray.
It's like squeezy cheese.
It's like squeezy cheese, but any cheese you like, much more precise. It's good for doing decorations or signing divorce papers.
Now, you've repeated over and over again that it's very, what was the?
Precise.
Precise. Mm-hmm. So there is a less than precise.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, have you ever had a can of what they call squeeze cheese?
No, never have.
The aerosol cheese?
No, really?
Never.
Cheese wheels.
I guarantee
never
you, had this? If you went to the Amazon supermarket, you would load up your cart if no one were looking with canisters of squeeze
cheese. You must have had this. This is the cheese and you hold it and you press
you press
a little nozzle and cheese comes out. You fill up bugles. It's very tasty.
It looks like whipped cream, but it's cheese that comes out.
Kids love it.
All the time. Mike, we have what's called Five Finger Friday in my home where I squeeze the cheese on each of my kids' fingers. And they lick it off, and we start again. That's what life's like in my home.
Oh, yeah.
And you have...
And what holler do you live in again? I think you live in the Upper West Side of Manhattan. You live
I
in like...
do. Not every half-Jewish child gets to eat like that on Shabbat.
Faith, what is Shabbat? It's a Jewish holiday?
It's every week it's a Jewish holiday.
Oh, yeah. Every week?
It's the Sabbath.
It's the Sabbath. Wait a minute. How have you been in comedy for so long, and this is the first time you're asking a Jewish person what Shabbat
is? I'm not Jewish.
I'm not even Jewish.
You're not Jewish?
I'm Catholic.
Well, why are you doing Shabbat and five-finger cheese stuff?
Because I'm open-minded, Paula.
Well, I'll tell you something. I'm an atheist, but I did last spring go to a Seder, and I must say, Peter, I know you're Jewish, you guys eat some unhappy foods.
Unhappy foods?
Well, very unhappy. I mean the matzah. I said to the people, go, you know what this needs? Leavening. Once a week, do you have time to put all the ingredients in a happy food? No!
What's interesting is that Paula herself is the answer to the question, why is this night different from all other nights?